Are you sitting in your house right now in the thick of overwhelm and procrastination loop, looking at all of the Christmas, all of the decorations, all of the mess, all the things, and wondering how in the heck you're going to get it put away before you got to go back to work and start life in 2024? Well, I was feeling the exact same way, and I'm sharing with you some tangible tips on how to get started with that holiday cleanup guide in a realistic, busy mom type way.
I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Hey there, welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast, and we're in 2024 over here. I took a little break over the holidays, but I'm coming back to you with some tangible, practical tips on holiday cleanup or getting our shit together in the new year post-Christmas. So I did some content on this and some teaching around this in the Moms Get Shit Done Club last year, and it's just, you know, a good reminder to have when going through all of the Christmas things. And I really felt the need to do this for myself because it's a daunting and overwhelming task. If you're having the luxury of not having to go back to work immediately after the holidays, then you might have time to spread this out over time. But I had to do a little quick version of this because we go back to school right away. And so I want you to know that these tips can be used for any type of tidying, cleaning up, moving on with, decluttering, things like that at any point in the year. But I really focused it on Christmas because it just was a lot looking at decorations, opened gifts, things not where they're supposed to be, and then also knowing I had to put all the decorations away, and then trying to find places for the new things. So that's where these kind of tips have come from. And so I wanted to share that with you this week in hopes that this may help guide your holiday cleanup and make it a little more easier for you. Okay, so my first tip would be to take a deep breath and just plan to tackle it for a certain amount of time. So say you have 20 minutes or an hour or 2 hours, whatever that looks like for you, you're going to say this is the amount of time I'm going to use to tackle this holiday cleanup. So the very first step that you want to do is pull everything out so that you can see it as you're doing it. So that's like taking all the gifts out of the bags, pulling out all of the things that need to go back into different places. And if you're doing that and you have this pile and you say, oh, I already know where this goes, like I already have a spot for this in my house, it's just in the wrong room, you can go put it in that room. So finding spots for things that you already have a home for is really helpful, and pulling everything out together so you can see, because it's going to be really helpful to know what you're working with rather than just trying to deal with like one tackle one spot at a time. And again, I say these things, but you understand that this is just my experience. This is how the process I do. And I looked back a few different years and I was like, yep, this is kind of how I tend to do it. So I wanted to share that with you. But by no means am I saying if this may not work for you, you might have a different process, but this is just mine. And I'm the type of person that I like to see what other people do just to get an idea if I can do mine differently or more efficiently. And I'd love to hear actually what you do if you do anything different, because it's really great to have different perspectives. But that first tip would be pull everything out. And as you're doing that, if you notice some gifts or items that already have a home, you can go put it there. So the next thing I do when I am cleaning a big area or dealing with something like a holiday cleanup is once I have a big pile, I then start to sort the piles. So you're organizing the pile that's in front of you. So one pile might be decorations to go away. Another pile might be a gift for this pile of gifts or things that this kid belongs to. Another pile might be this kid. Another pile might be laundry, like whatever those are. You're going to look at that pile and you're going to see, how can I sort this to make it more manageable, but also categorize it a bit. One tip that I will share with you that my friend does is she then gets baskets. And if a kid owns it or a kid has to deal with it, it goes in that kid's basket. It's called a go-back basket. We use this too in different capacities at different times, but it's really helpful. So you may get, like, say, four or five baskets and you're looking at that giant pile and sort it. It might be clothes, toys, gifts, junk, whatever. And if it's that kid's, it goes in that basket. And then you're working with a smaller pile with that kid and giving them some responsibility to put it away. Otherwise, if you're doing this yourself, it may be just easier to sort into different piles the way you feel like works best for you, because you know your home, you know what you need, you know where things go. So sorting, making piles for each person in your area of your home, and sort everything, that'll kind of be helpful to categorize that big pile. Okay, so the next step in this holiday cleanup, or cleanup of your toy room, like I also did this same process for the other day. So you're going to then take the pile, each pile, and move it to where it needs to be. So if it's a kid's pile, it needs to go where that kid is or that kid's room. Or if it's a bunch of toys, it needs to go where you keep your toys. If it's decorations, it needs to go in the bins where the decorations go. You just then move that thing to the room where it needs to be or the place where it needs to be. May not be organized in that place, but then you're moving it from one place to the other. Now, I will caution that this likely will make it feel like you're just shuffling mess from one room to another, but it is getting out of that one concentrated space, and it's helping you to see then what you will do with the pile once it gets to the room. I only caution that because I remember doing this the other day, and I felt like I was working for a very long time, and my husband was like, what has actually happened? Now, I'm going to preface this by saying, like, his vision is a lot different than mine. So I knew the process, I knew what was happening, but I could see how he could see that it just looked like I was moving junk from one place to another and nothing was really happening. There was a method to the madness, and it actually got done a lot quicker that way for me. But it may feel like that. It may feel like you're working for a long time and then you go into another room and you're like, what the heck? I just felt like I've been cleaning forever and then now I'm just looking at junk again. And if you're feeling that way, just know it's totally normal and it's a process and you're getting there, I promise. But that is a typical feeling during this process for sure. Okay, so step number four, I think, is actually the longest one. And it's the one that, depending on the amount of time you have, could be quick or not. So now you have your piles in different places. So what I tend to do, as long as time allows, is go from room to room, sorting the piles, but sorting the stuff in that room, cleaning the room, decluttering the room. So I just go room by room at that point. Now, when I don't have a lot of time, it might be just taking that small pile that I have in the room and finding a spot for it and moving on. But if I do have the time to dig in, I might then strip beds and clean beds and organize closets and clean up the dressers and do what I can in that room and then move on. And I have a friend also, her name's Kelly, and she's Simple Home Mom over on Instagram. She does this, but she calls it a loop chore. So now you could actually factor that into a loop chore. So you might have the pile in each room and then you're back to work and you don't have the time to deal with all the piles, but now they're in the place where they need to be. So you then could move that into a loop chore and do a little bit every day. So maybe you're picking the most high frequency room and you're, meaning the room you use the most. For me, that might be like our toy room, and go there and start there. And then just stay in that room until it's done. That might be like a week of 10 minutes each day, or it might be like one full day or whatever that looks like for you. But then when that room's done, then you move on to another room. So what I tended to do this year was I went room by room, but I just did as much as I could within like 2 or 3 days because that's all I had time for. But I focused on the rooms that were the highest needs first. So our toy room, in order to get some toys in there, I had to really take a lot of junky toys out. And organize it and really simplify. So that was my focus because that is the room I see the most. That's the one that's the most frequently used. So if that's not organized, then the rest of the house just bomb. So I did that first and then moved on to the bedrooms and getting as many clothes out that kids don't need and things like that. So I did what I could with the time I had, but I tried to focus on the most, the tasks that were going to make the most difference for all of us. Because if I was to take time to clean out the dresser drawers, then that actually means that there's less laundry because there's a lot of clothes that my kids don't really wear or don't need or have holes in them that I'd be getting rid of, which would cut down on our laundry. So I kind of thought that was the most bang for my buck. So those are my tips. I'll just recap number four. You're going to go room by room over the next few days or however long you have, as much time allows, and repeat that process for each of the rooms. You can do the piling again in each room and kind of sort it out within the room. So I know that everybody has their own way of doing things, like I mentioned, but sometimes it's nice to see what someone else's process is to kind of know how you can take the first step. But if you're having a hard time taking the first step, I would suggest grabbing my free Get Shit Done checklist, because that's really going to help you to just actually start. Because we can sit in that overwhelm and procrastination for a very long time, and that in itself can make us crazy. And I know firsthand that is exactly how I started this Get Shit Done method, because I've just been sitting there for so long feeling like overcome with overwhelm of stuff and chores, and how am I even going to start this? I don't even have enough time to do any of it, let alone get this tree down. Like, those are the feelings I was having. So if you can relate to that, that may be a helpful way to start, is to grab the free Get Shit Done checklist, because that's really what I created it for. You can grab that at the link in my bio or in the show notes of this episode. I thank you so much for checking in with me at the beginning of this year, 2024. I can't wait to see what it has in store for us. Over in the club, I just did a quick mom's busy 2024 planning session that didn't involve paper or planners or anything, because a lot of us are not free for the mental capacity to be able to do all these resolutions and all the things. So if you need a quick mom's 2024 drive-through planning session, check out the information in the show notes to check out the Moms Get Shit Done Club. I invite you over there, because we are busy moms in the trenches, just getting through the day, trying to get shit done as we go, and working together. So I do some trainings each month. I set us up for success with the Get Your Shit Together planning session, which is what we did today. And we have our weekly accountability circle, which really just helps us as moms have our own focus for a few for the week. And then I have monthly themes where we have trainings that really help us to make some small baby step progress towards how we want to feel in 2024. So check it out. I would love to have you join me over there if you have fun on this podcast. It's way more fun over in the club. So go grab your information in the show notes. And coming up this month, we're actually going to do a Get Shit Done challenge to help us all feel a little more ready for this new year. But that's towards the end of the month, because I need to ease back in. I need a slow start, just like I do in the mornings. But I'm back to work tomorrow, so slow starts are over with. But here we go. Let's do this together. Take care. Have a lovely start to your year.
That's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.